what we have here is a 2-in-1 special. This is the last broadcast of the year 2011 and the first broadcast of the year 2012. Welcome to Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home in Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Hello to you, my listening friend. We are so delighted you're able to join us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry Brenneman is the director of all things Evangel Home, and we are in her office. And as we record, it's just before Christmas, and there are lots of little bags and stuff in here and for the residents. So we take a minute, Jerry, and say thank you to the people who've made Christmas possible for Evangel Home.
I wish I could just reach out and give a giant group hug.
Yeah.
They have no idea what their love in those bags does for our women and for our staff. Just to see the women being taken care of is, at Christmas, I feel like we just need to stand back and let the outside world take care of our gals, because they do. Mm. We've had wonderful creative opportunities, the way people give. We've had a number of activities, wonderful dinners, wonderful presentations. We have a big dinner tonight, and the women will be so thrilled. They have no idea, so I don't even want to say it while we have a guest in here. But so many wonderful traditions, Jim. That's what I love. It's not people just coming in once and then moving out or moving on and doing something else. We have got, I bet, at least 10 or 12 groups and families that every year there is something they do for us at Christmas, and it's just as incredible. Like these bags we have in here now, I had to swear our last guest to secrecy. I have to swear our current guest to secrecy also, because, Laurenisha, what these bags are for is for you. One of them in here is for you. And Jim, I shared before that we have a men's Bible study group, and every year they get the names of the women in the crisis home, and they go out and they go shopping. And they bring in the gifts, and then the women in our long-term programs wrap them just for the women in the crisis home. And by now, Laurenisha and the other ones in the crisis home have had many gifts and seen Santa Claus several times and been to several nativity plays. And I don't think anyone can escape the true meaning of Christmas in Evangel Home. Mm. But again, just knowing that on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, they get to be like regular families and open gifts and make sure their kids are taken care of. So that's my thank you. That's my Christmas card.
All right. Well, and again, thank you from me, my listening friend. I get to come here nearly every week and see the results eyeball to eyeball with the women who are here. Some have been here months and months, and some in the long-term programs, the follow-up programs, years. And so you, friend, make that possible. Because we don't accept public funds. It's all, everything that happens here is donations by people like you. It starts with your prayers and then your financial support and your gifts and your generosity. Make differences in people's lives. Women are turned by what God does through the ministry of Evangel Home, and you are the underpinning of what goes on here, and a very dedicated, professional, committed staff of loving people, too. Introduce our guest, Jerry. And before we go there, let me just say she is very soft-spoken. So I'm going to put this microphone with a great smile. I'm going to put this microphone even closer than I did when I demonstrated how this is going to go. So, but introduce our guest, and we're looking forward to seeing where this unfolds.
Our guest seems to me to be one of those unflappable people who always is very pleasant. Now, there might be, her name is Laurenisha, and there might be an anger in there or a side of her that I don't have a clue about, but boy, would I be surprised if she suddenly got angry.
Yeah.
Because she's always like that, with that beautiful smile. And maybe sometimes I'm thinking, why aren't you more excited about something? I mean, or more upset about something, or your husband needs a kick in the rear or something, but she keeps smiling and trusting God to deal with everything. So I think that's the reason for the smile.
I certainly admire that in her, because nobody's ever said that about me. All right, Laurenisha, let's back up. Where were you raised?
I was raised in Compton.
In Compton. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you mentioned off mic that you lived in Lancaster area. When did you move there?
I want to say in the year 2000 and probably three or two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, just a very not so interesting aside, I was born in Compton. But it was a long time ago. So we've got that in common, you
yes,
and me.
Yes, we do.
So, so you're in Lancaster in 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. When did you come to Fresno?
In 2004.
Okay, what brought you here?
My husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he have work here?
He was working. Well, he used to be here with his family and friends, and God had directed him to Lancaster to meet me when I was doing my externship for a medical assistant.
Okay.
And ever since then, we've just been inseparable, and we came to Fresno.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have children?
Yes, we have four. Four girls. Beautiful girls.
Four beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good. And how old is the oldest?
She's five.
Wow, you mm-hmm. packed them up in a hurry, didn't you?
Yeah, you have only two with you, though.
Yes,
and the other two are with,
two with him.
With him.
Mm-hmm.
How come you divided it like that?
Well, because he said that I always had all four of them because I love them so much. And it was hard for me to let them go and experience being with other, like his family, too. Because my vows, I love God. I want to show them love. I want them to experience God's unspoken love. And some family members don't believe in stuff like that. They show angry and just pity. They hate each other, and I can't stand the sight of that.
But is that where the children are now?
No.
Okay. Because we were going to have to get off the radio and go get those children if that was the story.
So okay. How did you find Evangel Home?
I was in the hotel, and I was praying to God, Lord, help me. I saved all my money in the Plaza mm-hmm. Terrace. Nothing was open. I said, please, God, lead me and guide me.
Mm-hmm.
So as I had the Yellow Pages, and I'm being patient with them, and he said, Evangel Home. And I said, wow. My friend told me about that. She got a good experience from here. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and call. I called and called. It was always full. I said, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep on and keep on and keep on calling. And so when I called on Friday, Lord, answer my prayers.
Mm.
They had a spot for me. And I was like, oh, my God, I was shaking. And mm-hmm. I was like, thank you, Lord, thank you, because he always provides,
mm-hmm.
always.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust.
So you got here mm-hmm. and you knocked on the door. Somebody answered the door. You walked in. You looked around, and you thought,
this is a shelter?
Right answer.
Yeah, good answer. This doesn't fit most people's mm-hmm. image of a shelter.
Mm-mm.
It looked more like a
home.
Yeah, it's the Evangel.
And you've been in other shelters.
Yes.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Jerry asked. I had the microphone aimed the wrong way.
The difference here is that it's something about this place. When I first stepped in, I just felt love, acceptance, just some staff that would build me up and show me the truth. Other shelters, they just go, they really don't care sometimes. They're not in the word as much as they should. Here at the Evangel Home, I've seen so much love, and they give you so much hope that, you know, you can make it. And they're here for you no matter what. They knock on your door. Are you okay? You need any help? When I first got here, I received the hug, and I was like, oh, like, mm-hmm. wow. Mm-hmm. I'm where God wants me to be.
So the home and the hope feel that you get is not because you walked in here and we had beat up furniture that looked like a home or because we were cooking spaghetti or something, but it was what you got from the other staff
mm-hmm.
that really built you up and
yes.
made it feel like a home should mm-hmm. feel. That's
so
important.
You've been here how long?
I would say almost 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. What are your plans?
My plan is I want to get a house.
Mm-hmm.
So if Lord's willing, if he opens up that door, I know there's other programs here at the Evangel Home that will help me as well to better myself if that door doesn't open.
Okay. So you are considering other long-term programs mm-hmm. here?
Yes.
Applying for those?
Yes. If it doesn't open, yes.
Except if it doesn't open, because we have a deadline. Like
mm-hmm.
like
yes.
Laurenisha's time to leave is fast approaching. We can mm-hmm. we can give her more time, but the key here is if she's been here maybe 6 weeks and all of a sudden decides she wants to apply for Crossroads, then we're going to really dig deep into
motive.
Why are you doing this now? Is it just because you can't get a house? And yet, knowing Laurenisha's entire faith walk, that's how she lives it. is that she's trusting God to give her a house, to bring a house into their life. If that doesn't work, then she trusts God to do something else. So that's where I think as staff we sometimes also have to be flexible. You know, everyone has different reasons for doing things, but what's behind all those reasons sometimes is a little different. Mm-hmm. People's experience, their ability to tie faith and practicality and everything together. Plus her husband, and we talked about this off mic also, is not the believer that Laura Nisha is. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So everything I know biblically about being yoked to non-believers, it's tough. She is madly in love with the man,
yes.
Except there's that spiritual part now that's going to be kind of in tension for their whole marriage, their mm-hmm. whole life together.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting how that works out.
Yes.
Well, my listening friend, Laura Nisha's at a crisis point in her life. Some decisions have to be made soon that will determine the direction of the rest of her days. So be in prayer for
yes.
her.
Yeah.
Please be praying for her. And I'll be interested to check back, Lord willing, in a couple of weeks when we come back to record. We just can't tell you how much I pray God's best for you. And that he'll give you good wisdom as you make these life-changing decisions. Life, not just yours, but four little ladies
mm-hmm.
whose future hinges on these critical decisions.
Jim, I want to say also that even though Laura Nisha's time is fast approaching to leave here, because we are privately funded and we don't have to worry about insurance payments and government payments, if she needs more time, we're not going to scoot her out of here
right.
because we ran out of money for her and now someone else. We don't work like that. So
mm-hmm.
if she needs more time and we really see she's trying to make progress, she'll get a little more time. And that's another benefit of being funded the way we are through people who believe in what we do. And people who are out there praying for Laura Nisha is, you know, that might make all the difference in this young woman's life.
Yep, sure will. And so much of it hinges on prayer. It absolutely does. I feel compelled right now to encourage our listeners to pray for the board of directors of Evangel Home, that God would give them good wisdom in these decision-making times. I got a phone call this last week from one of the board members, and it, just to encourage me and say thank you for participating in the ministry. And, you know, I really appreciated that. And it just brought home to me again how much the future, the events of Evangel Home are determined by the decisions coming out of this boardroom.
Yes.
And so pray for those folks. They really make decisions that impact Laura Nisha and the other women that are here. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. And we look forward to our getting together again here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online, evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.